Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
Okay. Do you find any stereotypes to be common in New Zealand about Japanese people or Japan?
Yes, I think New Zealand people think that Japan is a very crowded, polluted country, and that everyone works very, very hard, and that Japanese people are always busy. I think those are probably the main stereotypes.
I see. Do you find that to be true here?
No, I think it's not completely true. I know a lot of people are hardworking, but a lot of people, they can relax, and they do have nature and places, you know, they go to the beach and places like that. So
mountains.
I think, yeah, in the mountains and a lot of places people can go and relax.
What about the opposite? What kind of things do you find people in Japan think about New Zealand?
Well, Japanese people generally think of New Zealand as a country full of sheep, which is true to an extent, but there are a lot of other things besides sheep. So that's probably the main stereotype. Sheep.
Interesting. How about you personally? Did you have some stereotypes before you came here?
When I was a high school student, I studied Japanese. I got the impression that Japanese people were very kind and everyone was honest and crime was quite low. I got those kind of images.
I see. Was there anything that really surprised you when you came here?
Well, one incident was I dropped my wallet in the street somewhere, and I thought, okay, if I call the police, maybe they will, you know, they'll give me a call when they find it. But nobody handed it in, so so that was one thing that about Japanese people being honest.
Crime in
Japan. There is crime in Japan and there are unhonest people, but yeah.
I think when people think of New Zealand, they often think of Australia, but
yes.
When people think of Australia, they maybe don't think as much of New Zealand. So
that's right.
Do people in New Zealand feel sensitive about being compared with Australia? Or
yes, of course New Zealand people don't like being compared with Australia because, of course, Australia is a very different country and the climate is very different and there are a lot of different things in New Zealand that aren't in Australia, and also there is the competitive element between Australian people and New Zealand people. Maybe you could compare it to American people and Canadian people. The same kind
comparison.
Same kind of feelings with when we play sports, there's the rivalry between the two countries.
Well, very good. Thank you. I know that New Zealand has two main islands.
Yes.
Are there other islands as well?
Yes. Basically, New Zealand is made up of three islands, two main islands and one small island called Stewart Island. And of course, there are small islands off the coasts of both islands. But the North Island, South Island and Stewart Island are the main islands.
I see. And are there any differences between the North Island and the South Island? You said you've lived on both.
Yes. Well, generally, the North Island has majority of New Zealand's population, with Auckland is just under 1 million people, and Wellington, the capital city, is around 500,000 people. But the South Island has a lot more nature, I think, and not as many people. That's probably one of the main differences between the two, yes. And also the South Island is colder than the North Island, the opposite to Japan.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Makes sense because it's on the other side of the hemisphere.
Yes.
What about, are there any other languages spoken in New Zealand besides English?
Okay, there's Maori language, which is the native people of New Zealand. Their language is recognized as an official language of New Zealand, English and Maori. And
what percentage of the people in New Zealand are Maori?
Around 10 to 20%, I'm not quite sure on the statistics, but just a small percentage.
I see.
And also, particularly in the north, are a lot of Polynesian people and recently Asian people. So in particularly in Auckland and Wellington and Christchurch, the main cities, Polynesian languages like Samoan and Tongan are also quite
widely spoken.
Yes.
How is the situation now between the native Maori and the white New Zealanders?
Yes. Okay. Well, I think particularly Maori people and European New Zealanders, the situation has gotten better compared to the past when the Europeans, particularly from England, came to New Zealand, and there was the wars between the Maori people and the European people. But also there are still land disputes between the Maori people and the European New Zealand people. And as of yet, they haven't been solved, not all of them. Mm-hmm. So there's still a little bit of friction back now, yes.
Is there any way you find Japan and New Zealand to be similar?
Okay, yes. Well, like Japan, New Zealand has four seasons. I think the scenery is, New Zealand scenery looks a bit like Japanese scenery. And we have a lot of volcanic activity, so a lot of hot springs and things we have in New Zealand, yes.
What do you miss most about New Zealand?
Well, of course it would be probably my family, but also sometimes I miss being able to relax and being able to go to a beach and be just you, just one person. That's something I think it would be very hard to do in Japan. So those are the things I miss.